And good morning and welcome to Mugs in the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, both members of the Husker Radio Group. Before we get a check of our time and temp, we welcome in our co-host on Tuesday mornings, George Lobby. George, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Good to see you. How was your Easter Sunday?
It was really restful. Had a really good day.
Good. Yeah. It's a white Easter this year, that's for sure.
Yeah, the weather's kind of goofy, but it turned out to be a great day for me.
Good. Yeah. Glad to hear. Of course, your time and temp, a service of Grease Monkey. Here at 8:06, it's 21 degrees. On our way to a high today near 48. 48 going to be the high today, so any snow that's left over should be melted away by today, I'm hoping. So
I think it's going to warm up now, isn't it?
I think it will.
It'll really warm up.
It'll be warm for a little while here. 54 your high tomorrow, and then Thursday, maybe a little bit of rain, but a high near 40 degrees. We'll take the rain. I'm tired of the snow,
though. That's right. We could use a little moisture, but here comes the springtime. It's coming.
We deserve it. We deserve it.
We
welcome in the Ivan Mitchell, Board of Education member, and then Stuart Simpson, Director of Finance for North Platte Public Schools. Guys, how are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
Good to have you guys in the studio. Of course, an exciting meeting last night. Got a press release from Tina. I know all. An exciting merger that has been discussed here for a couple of months, and it's pretty much become official, if I understand correctly.
That's correct. We, I know it's a touchy situation when you make a decision like that, but Buffalo-Lincoln will be merging schools. And, we did, I appreciate Ron and Stuart, they put together a task force to evaluate it, and those people who were on the task force made that recommendation. And I think when we look at, we look at their recommendation, and I kind of try to throw myself in the shoes of a parent. And, for me, I think, if we would have kept things the same, you would have had a class of 25 and a class of 26. The merger keeps every class below 20, 20 and below. Okay. So I think that'll be a good thing for the kids.
And obviously, Mr. Simpson, this is not something that was taken lightly. Dr. Hansen didn't walk in one day and say, well, Stuart, I think we're going to merge a couple of schools. You guys put a lot of research into this, and that task force that Mr. Mitchell mentioned as well consisted of principals from both schools, parents, different community members as well.
Yeah, this actually started out last November when a parent
expressed the concern that, as Ivan said, in regards to class size and what has happened in the classroom. And Dr. Hansen then took it from there, and we sat down and sort of put together a task force with teachers, specials, parents, principals, and so forth. And then we have been meeting weekly since January, putting together all the different thoughts and ideas that would need to merge it, as well as what would happen with this classroom or this special, or should we do transportation, and how will even serving lunches occur if we would merge those. So really took a look at everything, and then with the COVID that came around, stalled a little bit of the process, and there's a few other pieces that they want to talk about, such as our PTOs and PTAs, how will they merge. But for the most part, we had a lot of stuff taken care of before we brought it to the board last night for review and consideration.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys had all your ducks in a row before the board even had it brought up at the meeting. And something I know that the board, obviously, Ivan, you guys knew that was going on behind the scenes. And what were your initial thoughts when you heard about the merger?
Well, we had some updates prior. That task force kind of gave us some updates. And when the task force was organized, we had a general idea of what they were thinking about. And so, we try not to take these decisions lightly. We really try to put ourselves in, the shoes of each parent. My kids were kind of, they were affected by the Lake and Osgood decision. And, there was a few nervous parents prior to that. But, we had, a second grade class at one school had 12 kids and the other one had high 20s, and vice versa with the other school. So I think when we merged them together, we actually were able to even out the classes a little bit better. And I think it's been a good thing. I haven't had any negative comments, and I'm living around all those parents, and so I think it's a nervous time for some people, and change is tough, but I think in the long run, as we weigh the pros and cons, there are definitely some cons, but I think overall the pros outweigh the cons.
Well, any change is difficult. Change is never easy, but it sounds like this is more positive change than it is negative. And obviously, Stuart, you, Dr. Hansen, everybody else from the administrative standpoint must feel that way, because Dr. Hansen admitted on the program when we first heard this that there was no agenda put into place, that the end goal was what's best for the North Platte Public School District and the families that it serves.
And I think, as I keep going back to what Ivan said, I think the ultimate goal was is to try to keep those class size at a reasonable level, so we don't have a class of 30 and a class of 10, so to speak, mm-hmm. between it. And I'm exaggerating, but still in the process. We want to try to even that out, give the teachers an opportunity to teach in the classroom, as well as sure. Allow students to be able to interact with their peers in a more conducive setting than what was going on. And so went the process, really brought out a lot of positives as we went through it.
One of the things that struck me as I was reporting on it and started looking at it was the floor plan at Lincoln is kind of set up for that. It works really well with the idea here of three-track school, and they're off in different sections kind of, and it mm-hmm. seems to work pretty well.
You know, I wasn't here when that building was built. Maybe the two of you were around when that was occurring.
I doubt that.
I don't think so.
But looking at the layout has been really a great opportunity to put the K-1 in one section and a one wing so that they can have that collaboration, as well as being able to instruct in that area without interacting with the other students. Because, you know, each grade level has certain dynamics built into itself. And so if we can separate them and create that collaboration as well as interaction between those grade levels has been a positive change for Lincoln Elementary.
Kind of, I guess, a sense of a smaller unit within the bigger school.
There you go, yes.
And yep. I think you also said something about there'll be more counseling and special education will be better served by this too, you're thinking, right?
Right. I mean, as we grow the building as far as the number of students, it's similar to what we're doing at Jefferson, where we have one counselor and then a few other entities coming in to help support those students as they go through the grades.
And preschool can really focus out at Buffalo, right?
Well, I think
you
as
really
you
get a good grip on kids getting ready for kindergarten. Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, as we combine preschools in one building, it's no different than we're looking at when we talk about Lincoln Elementary and having the kindergarten one wing or the first grade in one wing. We want a lot of times those preschool students together and then teachers together so that they can collaborate. Right now we have a sure. preschool in each building, but they really don't be able to work together and develop their curriculum accordingly, because we have to follow a different type of students in comparison to K-5, just because of the dynamics of the student and the age and what they need to learn before they enter kindergarten.
We have Stuart Simpson, Ivan Mitchell joining us here in the studio, giving us our monthly update on the Board of Education meeting last night. And one thing, Stuart, that some of our listeners may be concerned about is jobs. Obviously, North Platte Public School District, a major employer here in the area. Does this merger have any impact on jobs in the area?
Not at this point in time, because as we always know, and this is Stuart's working statistically, but we usually roll over about 10% of our teaching staff every year. So that's roughly 330 of our teaching staff of a 300 staff entity, and in that we are going to be changing. So if we have a position where, as Ivan mentioned, a class size that either can be combined or split up, we have some positions that we can either eliminate without ever having to do a RIF. Plus, with the merger of the Lincoln and Buffalo, because of the size of the school, we already know that we can keep those class sizes at about 17 to 22 and without ever having to reduce a staff member at that point in time.
Awesome. Mr. Mitchell, anything else from the meeting you'd like to mention?
You know, not really. I think that we have had, you know, some reduced population in our school. I think with the layoffs you've seen at the railroad and the stores that have, you know, our enrollment's gone down, what, about 10% over the last 3 years. So
yes.
I think that's, you know, we have to adjust to that as well, and that was kind of part of the discussion. And, you know, we don't really drive jobs. We kind of, you know, service the jobs that are here, and
sure.
so we just have to make sure that we do that appropriately too, and I think that was accomplished.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, anything else you'd like to add about anything going on in the school district? I know a lot of working from home, obviously, and you guys are still, you and Dr. Simpson, or Dr. Hansen, excuse me, Mr. Simpson, are in and out of the school quite a bit, over at McKinley in particular, but a lot of precautions taking place when we've gone in, George, for
yeah.
different press conferences there, too.
So. Yeah, last night everybody was scattered around the room, and a lot of people had masks on, and
We didn't even talk about.
We got
about
a mask when I got in there.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about the board meeting last night. In general, because of the social distancing and what we have to do, all of our board members received a mask. They were sitting 6 feet apart at a board table. Dr. Hansen and myself were actually zoomed in from our offices so that we can communicate accordingly. And then any patrons that wanted to come and speak to the board were entered into a separate room so that they were not in the boardroom and honoring that 10 persons. So in that, I think it was a really productive meeting, because I am noticing a little bit with Zoom calls is that you get a little bit more interaction than you would face-to-face, and I don't know why that is, but when we've done our claims audit, as well as when we were going through the agenda items, we just had a lot more questions, which was very nice, and a lot more transparency going on.
There was a lot of comments and discussions last night, too, and
I thought that
turned out to be a long meeting, even though it was a fairly short agenda, but there was a lot of discussion, and thought that was a healthy sign.
Right.
The other thing I want to mention about the schools is yesterday we heard from Leah Purdy at the high school that the musical is going to be live streamed after all. And
oh, awesome.
I think that gave everybody a lift. I mean, it sure did me. A lot of people disappointed because the school's closed right on the eve of that play opening, and a lot of hard work gone into that. So.
Well, I just got a school all email from Leah today. And people that bought tickets will get a password, mm-hmm. and be able to watch the live stream.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations go out to Phil Willie. He had actually videotaped the last, I would say videotaped, but it was digital. digitized the last full performance before the dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
I knew there was one. And has taken the time to put that together for Leah so that she could live stream it out. So it's a positive thing. It's a good thing for our students so that they can see themselves performing.
Definitely.
And see how great a job they do at those musicals.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, personally, I think one of the best things that happened, and North Platte doesn't seem to have the cases of COVID that a lot of other places do, and so far, knocking on wood, but people have really tried to separate and do a lot of things, and one of the big steps, I think, was closing down the schools so early. And that just helped a lot for transmission and problems.
Yeah,
so. But even though it was heartbreaking for a lot of people.
It was. But I think for the most part, you know, working cooperatively with the hospital, with West Central District Health Department, we all did the positive thing to help control the spread here in North Platte. And we're continually meeting. Obviously, you were on the live stream yesterday from West Central District Health Department, and we're all working together because we know that if we can control the spread, then we can get back to normal, whatever normal will be in the future. Here.
Yeah, and that's the goal. Control mm-hmm. the spread. Let's get back to whatever normal we can and get back to business as usual. And that's the
right.
same thing no matter where you're at, what you're doing, and that's the big goal I know in the education standpoint too.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, I think even looking over here at Ivan at the hospital, I mean, in some regards they want to get back to normal too. They
Absolutely.
Want to start doing that also. So
doing those procedures that have been postponed.
That's right, right. Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, well, gentlemen, appreciate the time. Good to
Thank
see you.
You.
We'll see you again next
And we hope you get better, too, here.
Oh, yeah. Time heals all wounds.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after this.